Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome. Hi, I'm Babao.
Hi, say Tisha.
Hello, say Hana.
Dan Anda sedang mendengarkan kami di Nongkrong Gangs di dalam podcast. Hai, apa kabar
Hi.
Semua? Ni dia nampak tak Snorlax ni?
Salah position.
Itulah,
saya
duduk
ditemani oleh mereka-mereka hari ini. Dan Pau di sana.
Pasal
yang
kita
tengok saya hari ni tak ada eye contact langsung. Korang percaya tak? Tak ada eye contact langsung.
Pasal nak kena tengok, nak kena monitor. Susah
dia
tau tengok, jadi soundman
daripada screen kat situ.
Susah nak jadi soundman, nak jadi cameraman, semua tau tanggungjawab.
Thank you Diana Mazlan.
Thank you Diana Mazlan. Gitu je bak pau bunyi je. Masam eh.
Bak pau.
Oi, apa pa, ni ya?
Bagi bak paunya pak.
Oi. Eh, suka eh. Oi. Asal berbuangan skrin eh. Oi.
Oh, tu tak tu dalam cerita apa.
Tak tahu.
Sudah belum.
What? You calling me Sudan Bolong?
No. Bak Pau.
I'm gonna watch that show. Wajar. Wah, Diana Mazlan ketawa. Sukanya dia.
Serius. That is one of the dialogue.
What does it say? What's the dialogue? How does the dialogue goes like?
Dia minta benda yang si perempuan tu datang minta orang yang tengah jual pau tu. Pak, bagi bak paunya, pak.
Dah cerita Sudan Bolong lah.
Eh, awak kena bangga tau bak pau tu. Awak
tak payah nak bangga sangat.
Jom kita nongkrong.
Suka melampau korang eh. Hey.
Hi, welcome back, Cookie.
Yes.
Apanya? Do like and share sebab kejap eh. Saya pun belum share sebenarnya.
Dia suruh orang share tapi dia tak share. Tengoklah korang.
Tak boleh share dari sini.
Siapa-siapa yang ada dalam live Facebook tu, tolong like and share, okay? Actually, I'm a little bit excited because sekarang live ada a little bit upgraded. Kan, kalau tidak dulu kamera kalau nak tutup kan pakai kain. Tak senono. Ada yang sampai duduk mengangkang.
Hari ni tak nampak, tak nampak kaki. Baik.
Kan. Lepas tu berjalan sana, berjalan sini. Wire nampak berterabur sana, berterabur sini.
Hari ni kita covered. So kena nampak aku je.
Dengan kawan-kawan kita yang kat sebelah tu eh. Jangan lupa. Ya.
Mantan podcaster. Sabar kasi aku habis dulu ayatnya. Mantan podcaster, bukan mantan aku eh.
Jangan
cari naas macam tu.
Masih lah.
Mbak Pau.
Oi.
Yes truly.
Oi, masih lah.
And Tisha.
Terima kasih dengan Bapak Pau eh.
Sabar dah, belum habis post.
Jangan lupa guys, jangan dalam live Facebook ni. Like and share, okay. Share dengan kawan-kawan korang semua. Moga entertainment ni boleh pergi jauh lagi lah. Kan? Kita akan buat beberapa
merepek je. Hopefully, insyaAllah. Amin.
Kita semua tengah take a baby step dah. Semua tengah belajar lagi. Kan?
Pak, tiba-tiba Pak Mantan tu macam... Masalah. Mantan podcaster. Kita jujur. Mangkan kau. Mantan podcaster kita.
Aduh.
Okeylah.
Kejap. Melatalah pula.
Kau nak kena faham. Kalau kita dua orang je kat sini kan. The laughter is uncontrollable. And dia akan kelaut sikit. Dia patah balik. Dia kelaut lagi. Dia patah balik. Dia macam gitu.
Okay, ada komen ni daripada admin. Guys, me and Mak Gaya tengah tapaukan korang makan tau.
so sick.
Pakai Grab delivery. Serious lah.
Serious lah. So sick. Thank you, Mak Gaya. Once again, happy birthday, Mak.
Hala.
We love you.
Love you,
very,
Mak.
Very much.
Okay, ni macam kan, Papa dah tak jadi nak merajuk 10 tahun.
Dia merajuk tanpa je.
Papa kalau tak nak... jadi merajuk 10 tahun. Nanti Papa datang rumah ya, Mak Gaya.
Kita ada pair Snorlax ke?
Snorlax berbual gitu ke?
Salah, itu dah macam Doraemon.
Buruk berbenar. Doraemon. Snorlax besar tapi suara kemut.
Eh, Doraemon gitu apa? Ha?
Doraemon kecil. Diana Mazlan nak juga. Eh, nak juga dia. Apa ni? Tatra Trisula. Oh, ni yang Tim Paranormal. Tim Paranormal sudah masuk ke dalam sini. Sini tak ada. Tak ada, tak ada jembalang, tak ada apa-apa, semua tak ada. Yang ada Snorlax tengah duduk tu.
Mohon jatuh biadab tu. Terima kasih lah.
Tratrisula dia cakap, salam dari kami Tratrisula Hawadisi. Susah lah nak sebut. Tratrisula. Gitu eh. Waalaikumsalam Tratrisula.
Mana dah? Tiba-tiba hilang pula live ni.
Dia tengah tengok, dia tengah cari guys.
Tengah cari, cari.
Admin cakap, buruk merajuk.
Sejak bila dia merajuk tak buruk?
Eh, mana kita pernah merajuk? Adakah?
Macam aku nak...
Okay, kita akan sambung.
Okay, kita sambung actually. If you guys follow us from just now. Uh-huh. So, I apparently... I did reply back to that random guy. Okay, apparently.
Ja, kalau siapa yang baru masuk ni kan, yang tak tahu kan, tadi actually kita tengah troll.
Troll. Kita troll dia balik.
Troll satu jantan ni. pasal random texting. Jantan ni kira dia tengah troll Hana. Sekarang Hana punya term lah, nak troll balik. So, kita akan tahu apa. Apa
okay. So, update dia. Before we end tadi, dia boleh cakap boleh kan? When he was saying about fuck am I in. So I text him back. Can I see your picture? Just want to confirm if I know you. Terus kita meet kita just meet.
Ketik apa ni? Cakap betul.
Kita just meet je kan?
Aha.
So I reply back. What's the hurry? I mean meet je and see me lah. Tak payah send pic. I kalau boleh nak meet, nak je meet sekarang. Come over my house. Oha. Kau ingat aku ni apa? Ha?
Ini kalau dia tengok, ni kalau dia tengok lah.
Kau dasar kan. Jantan kebret nak suruh datang rumah lagi.
Kalau dia tengok podcast ni dekat live.
Paduli
kan.
Apa aku?
Dia cakap, eh siap lah ni. Ini aku yang mesej ni.
Rantak kau lah nak. Too bad brah. Too bad. I'm not interested in you. I'm just trolling you bro.
Selamat jalan Romeo. Abi,
should we continue?
Continue?
Should we?
Dah habis lah tadi tu. Di situ je. Sampai situ je.
Saya belum reply.
Oh, haven't reply. Are you going to reply?
Why should I reply?
I don't know.
Dah lama tak buat kerja-kerja bodoh. Saya rasa not interested. I just block.
Dah lah ni kira. Stop lah ni kira.
Should we? Should we stop or should we continue? Korang
continue lah, kacau lagi. Alamak. Kalau kena suka gitu, kita suka.
Dah lah, dia tak boleh nak differentiate fuck and main. Korang cakap aku, what's the difference?
Satu Melayu, satu English.
That's the only difference, right? Celah mana yang fuck tu kasar?
Berbual kat mic, jangan sengit sangat.
Celah mana yang fuck tu kasar?
Oh, kasar bunyi.
Celah ni anjang dia.
Celah-celah ketiak kot. I just
this is what happened when your Telegram, you got joined a lot of group.
Habis.
Because I joined Traveloka punya group chat, which you can actually find some staycation promo and everything. I got joined. What else? That bike something lah. Yang that bike app lah. That bike service.
bike service ke atau
itu dia adik-beradik macam Gojek Grab ni semulalah, cuma dia pakai motor.
Okay,
tapi saya tak pernah pakai. Saya join je at that time. At that time kan macam suka merayat malam, so macam so my friend was like, rather than you waste your money on Grab and Gojek, might as well you use this. It's much more cheaper gini-gini. So dalam hati aku macam I'm taken aback a bit because benda ni macam risky. You just tumpang any random people.
True.
So okay, so I'm still in that group, which some of my friends are still in there. Apa group lagi ada? Group chat kerja semua dah tak ada.
Ada dan that guy ada tak yang lain-lain lah kira kacau.
Lain-lain yang randomly macam mana message tu?
Ada people lah, ada people.
Yeah, like I said earlier, yang this guy dia dapat I punya ID from that bike app, bike group chat. So he just randomly trying his luck to get to know me, which I told him I'm not interested. So you better stop texting before I report you to the that group page lah. So because kita boleh tahu if that person is in that same group of with us or not, apparently. So I told him that if you don't stop texting, I'll report you to the admin.
So that he can be removed, kan?
Yeah, sorry. Okay, ya,
I'm sorry. Okay, pada pendengar podcast pula kan, kalau tak tahu cerita kan, tadi ni kita orang tengah troll satu lelaki ni.
Sekarang belum reply je lah.
Tapi sekarang Hana dah stop lah, dah stop reply.
Tak, macam repeat lah. Kau nak kenal aku? Kau nak rasa aku pergi rumah kau? Kau mana punya mandek saya?
That's why.
Okay, dia buat macam Mina saya ni. kan? Mina alert. Apa Mina dah keluar?
Tell me a Mina. Apa jadi? How is that?
Huh?
Adalah dekat Facebook. Tell me you are a Mina but don't tell me how.
Tell me you're a Mina without telling me that you're a
Mina.
You just pandai, did.
Pandai eh. Dia tahu eh. Dia tahu apa orang nak cakap eh. Okay, then about me kan, kita pun pernah juga dapat.
Okay, kita Papa punya cerita. Papa punya cerita laki hangat. Terhangat di pasaran. Dia jadi jantan hangat.
Wey, janganlah cakap macam itu.
Lelaki terhangat, jantan macam kasar. Jantan kan macam kasar. Kita dengar Papa punya cerita. Dia punya cerita lagi baik.
Tak adalah baik sangat kan. Tapi benda-benda macam ini
unexpected.
Memang benda-benda macam gini kan, memang Faus ke layan tau. It's just that bukan nak melayan get into it, but melayan just want to have fun about it. Okay,
trolling lah, trolling them back.
Yalah, like you lah, suka lah trolling-trolling orang kan.
I memang suka kacau-kacau orang ni.
So I got a few messages and like until now eh, masih eh, literally like sampai sekarang.
Is it
sekarang
the same person?
No, different.
Masih lah. They can just deactivate.
Rajin sangat dia orang eh.
Jemput minum kawan-kawan.
Minum, jemput. So I got messages from apa ni? How to say? What's the word? I forget already. Apa tu nama?
Gula ibu.
Gula ibu. Bahasa Inggerisnya sugar mummy lah. Sugar mummy ke, sugar mummy agency ke, apa benda.
Sugar babe ada, sugar babe.
Tak pernah dapat pula. Yang datang semua mummy-mummy.
MILF.
Eh, apa pula aku gini dekat dalam skrin? Bukan jawab nampak. Tergini.
I can literally see your expression from here. Dia ingat aku kat dalam skrin tu. Dia lupa agaknya aku kat sini.
Best ni ada dua Hana. Boleh tengok kiri betul kan. Yeah, so I got a message from Sugar Mummy. Like literally like almost every day tau kita dapat. And they asking whether am I free. You know,
malam. Dia nak suruh awak jadi apa? Cidol lo lah. Cidol lo lah.
Tak tahu lah.
Cidol lo lah.
Kalau dia tengok pun agaknya tak ada selera kot. Dia cakap, alamak datang.
Hey, Gemo is awesome, okay?
Tak, dia cakap datang Jigglypuff.
Di hati nak cari Jigolo. Sekali yang datang Jigglypuff. Lautas. bodoh kan ni. Awak jangan lupa Jigglypuff. Jigglypuff lah. Jigglypuff tu perempuan. Dia betina.
Tak apa lah, ni jantannya version.
It's a female version of the Pokemon.
Ni jantannya version datang.
Jangan. I cannot imagine that.
Tapi nak tanya satu lah soalan. Side track sikit lah. Ni Sugar Mummy ni semua kan, actually ni apa benda? What do they want actually? Because when I troll them kan, okay, when they text me whether I'm free or not, because Sugar Mummy, there are people looking, there's this Sugar Mummy looking for men to satisfy their desires, and they're willing to pay like up to thousands of dollars, you know.
Anak ikan lah. Kali yang datang nak jaws. Diorang cari anak ikan.
Wey, jaws pelan sikit wey. Jaws pelan sikit wey. Tak bagus tu.
I cannot imagine that one.
Ya, kat sebelah tu dah tengok tak. Dia menjeling. Dia menjeling tu kat sebelah tu.
Hey, kat sebut aku eh.
Allah ya Rabbi, astagfirullah. Dia dah tak ada dengan kita pun, kita masih kutuk dia, masih sial lah.
Dia kalau tengok balik dia kalau tengok balik ni Facebook pun,
kau masih rindu kita kan.
Kau datang balik, kau datang balik. Kau tak datang balik, aku sunat kau lagi.
Oh.
So diorang cari anak ikan ni
untuk aku punya Melayu, melampiaskan.
Apa tu?
To satisfy their needs lah.
Melampiaskan.
Google.
I learned a new word. Melampiaskan.
Yeah, there is such a word. I did saw that word.
I don't know.
Kira dia nak melampiaskan nafsu aja semata-mata.
Oh, benda tu true ke?
There is such a thing actually.
But I did troll them. Some of them I said when is it going to help? What is it about? Are you willing to give?
Are you willing to go to with a Jigglypuff?
No lah. Are you willing to like give half of the deposit first? Ada yang dalam layan-layan, ada.
They literally reply lah.
Literally reply.
Bongok.
Legit. Tapi yalah, up to the extent whereby I feel like macam alamak ni semua merepek lah. Then
dia memang merepek lah.
But the thing is,
dah terus habis merepek. Eh kan terus sampai dapat duit. Baru masalah block.
Masalahnya tak dapat. Dah terus-terus pun tak dapat juga. Dia nak, agaknya dia nak scam kita kot. Tapi tak dapat scam. Kita nak scam dia balik pun tak boleh.
I don't know, because I never receive all this nonsense lah.
Other than that kan, I also receive videos. No, seriously, why are you making faces?
What kind of video?
Videos. Mm-hmm. Some of my friend knows what kind of videos that I get.
Why? I don't know.
Huh? Pasal video tu perempuan, takkan nak sayang kat awak. Okay lah, basically.
Saya boleh menjantankan diri. Jangan takut.
Jangan.
Okay, what kind?
Videos naked. Ladies.
Okay. Yeah. Do what?
They are promoting themselves. Serious. I got that.
Legitly naked.
Legitly lah. Dah nampak barang tu. Nak buat macam mana?
Okay lah. Rezeki mata. Betul apa? Kita cakap fact. Lelaki kau dapat ni semua rezeki mata. Betul apa?
I zip my mouth kan? I'm a good boy.
I never say you're a bad boy.
Tak, tapi betul lah. Memang. It's a rezeki mata.
See? What I tell you?
Habis orang dah hantar. Tengoklah cakap ni apa benda.
Okay lah. What do they say in the video or something?
They don't say anything in the video. They don't cuma just like dancing.
Braiding themselves lah.
Yeah, they're dancing. They're touching here and there. And then...
Apa steam siya?
Making noises and then trying to invite.
What?
Apa salah?
Burping.
Oh, burping. Ingat kan tak boleh
dengar suara kita. Kan dah cakap overdose vitagen.
So dapat message-message macam gini kan, I was like, oh, macam interesting eh, orang-orang macam gini. Macam
so this throwback for those that send you the videos?
Itu tak ah.
Asal tak try?
Pasal tu macam seram ah. Macam, I don't know.
Are maybe you even sure that that is her?
That's why, because okay lah, I am the kind of person that macam very lurus bendul, you know. Nampak, oh, display pic dia, okay, ni betul ke orang ni? So macam, tak nak ah. Literally, I'm like literally like very lurus bendul punya orang. No joke.
You good lurus bendul.
I can like really trust that macam, okay, that's a real account. Uh-huh. Unless kalau dia letak gambar kupu-kupu ke apa ke, then maybe I can say that it's not real lah. Tapi tu memang kita tak troll dia. I don't know why, but it's just that I feel like macam it's like a real account, so I don't want to troll her. But other than that, I still got friends. I don't know why. This kind of people semua suka datang kat kita, and then diorang macam,
are you still receiving it?
Apa dia?
Those sugar mommy tags or whatever.
Masih sampai sekarang masih.
Hot stuff juga papa punya nama eh?
Eh hello, banyaklah punya hot stuff. Dapat sekali mak makan repot.
Come to Facebook the base bro. Senang bekerja.
Kan terfikir tau, oh ni kalau aku join ni macam mana eh?
That's it. Come to Facebook the base. Kita share redor je lah.
Aduh, tak boleh lah. Tak nak.
Asyik lah macam aku. Kerepot siap.
I did imagine that, you know, until to the extent of...
Who? To the extent of imagination. Must be your imagination runs wild.
Tak boleh lah. Pasal, dan namanya sugar mommy. Mommy is like, it's a mom. So like mak-mak orang ni. Seram betul kalau dia orang kerepot-kerepot. Kalau mak orang okey lah, masih okey lah. Sekali datang yang nenek.
Mana tahu yang datang tu MILF.
Tak boleh percaya ni kadang-kadang.
MILF.
Seram betul.
You will never know.
No, I don't want to know. So troll dah cukup lah. Dah cukup lah troll. Banyak masa eh dia orang buat macam benda ni semua eh.
Hey, dia orang macam, because benda ni is like sekejap eh. I think the life is disrupted.
Tak ada. It's still on.
Yeah, it is. Deh. Oh, apa?
Eh?
Yeah, masalah teknikal, guys.
It's on lah. My small screen down here, dia tulis we are still on live.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Korang yang kat dalam live, please comment. I dapat message daripada Grab lah.
Ah, kan tadi tu siapa Cisha cakap ada Grab.
Serious lah. Please do comment if the live is still on.
Yeah. Siapa-siapa yang masih kat dalam tu, tolong boleh tak komen-komenkan sikit ke?
Yeah, because I cannot see on Facebook live.
Maybe what, refresh your punya?
No, it's not even on live.
Mak Gaya jawab, still on. Terkejut aku keluar nama Mak Gaya, still on.
Okay, ni now then baru on. Pasal tadi
ni handphone dia lah, Mak Gaya. Tengoklah handphone dia ni. Alah.
No, just now you just go blank.
Nampak lah. Dia ada delay. Banyak delay. Mak Gaya. Mamam on the way, heh.
Mak, kalau dia merajuk lagi, lempangkan je. Seriously, lempang je.
Tak mau, Mak Gaya. Kita paling bongsu kat sini, Mak Gaya.
Aku macam nak pijak je budak ni.
Betul lah, bah?
Masih ah.
I'm at this point of time I'm right, you know.
Yeah, right. Bagilah. Yalah, ambil lah. Yalah, jiggy puff. Ambil je. Okay. Kita bagi je dia nak yang paling muda kan, bagi je.
Sempat
okay, kita sambung lah. Okay. So
Tak, Grab tu on the way tak?
I don't know. Actually, I'm trying to check.
Check first, check. So, para pendengar podcast dengan FB Live ni kan, that was my experience when I got a text message from unknown people, from random people yang, you know, this kind of services also pun wujud kat dalam Telegram No joke punya Diorang sampai text you sampai nak minta satu malam semua. I even got videos from this kind of people that legitly, literally, I saw whatever that they send semua gebak-gebuk. But I did troll them. Trolling is like my pastime. Okay, but kenapa awak ketawa?
Trolling is my pastime.
Of course lah.
Terbaik.
Trolling is my pastime. And apa tadi aku nak cakap? Tengoklah dia ni ketawa je terus aku lupa.
Aku.
Legit lah, lupa lah. Dah tua ni. Tengoklah korang. Alah, dia sempat buat muka ni macam itu.
Tak adalah, pasal benda ni, this thing is like random texting ni. Macam kadang-kadang, oh yes, orang akan tersalah message kita. Macam salah nombor. I
tersalah message tak kisah.
Tersalah message, okay. You can just apologize. Tapi kalau macam benda-benda macam random, you know, it's like totally random message kau nak kenal-kenal. Especially if that person got your number. Kalau macam tally is only username, you know. Tapi pernah tak korang dapat message orang tu ada number kau tapi kau tak kenal orang tu?
Sampai dapat nombor tu, kira tu dah stalking sih. Stupid stalker.
I used to have that kind of message when I was in a photography industry previously, and we gave out name cards.
Okay. So they text.
Yeah, we give out name cards, and then macam there's one point of time I was doing a photo booth. So we display our name card, and the name card itself have my private number. Okay, so my personal number at that time. So yalah, orang datang kita bagi card yang gini-gini kan. So usually we give out cards is the one with our corporate number lah. Okay,
the point of time tak ada lah. Why you never use your corporate number?
We have our corporate numbers, corporate name card, and then ada our own personal cards. So okay. Kita rent, macam kalau kita kasih kat orang, macam orang datang kat kita, we give out the corporate numbers. Unless if macam we are dealing with that person, yes, sometimes I give my private number.
Okay.
So apparently there's this one time ni, this wedding. This guy was asking for my name card. Then I gave him the corporate card, but because my name card is displayed there.
Okay.
So apparently I think he took it lah or something lah. Tapi yang text I bukan dia. He was his friend actually.
What the? Oh, dia tolong kawan dia ambil.
I don't know.
Confirm dia tolong kawan dia ambil.
I don't know. Pasal
perangai aku saja.
legit. You got no balls, don't dare to kena-kena dengan perempuan.
Dulu my friend kan, dia nak kena-kena dengan satu perempuan ni. He asked me to go and help him to get a number. Legit, dulu. Dulu papa berani. Bila nak tolong orang, papa berani.
Bila
pergi.
Dia sendiri tak berani.
Bila kat sini tak. Malu, segan.
Okay, apparently this guy he texted lah nak buat kawan gini-gini. So, I was like, how the heck you have my number lah gini-gini. Oh, apparently my friend gave me your name card. I was like, huh? Okay, kalau name card is the standard confirm photography lah. Okay. So, because that's the only way that you can get my name card lah. Because usually if we exchange contacts, well, business contacts, I will always give the corporate numbers lah. Because the corporate number, so I yang pegang at that time. So macam, bila benda-benda gini jadi kan, and then they start to roll that name card lah. Bila satu tak dapat, dia akan pergi kat orang lain.
How you know it goes to their friends?
Because they give the same opening. I get your number from a name card, from your name card. Oh. Takkanlah semua wedding yang aku pergi semua orang nak kenal-kenal dengan aku. Takkan mengarut kan.
Hot stuff lah dia.
Tak adalah hot stuff sangat.
Eh, awak pernah tunjuk apa gambar lama awak?
Itu lama.
Ah, yelah,
itu dulu gini. Sekarang dah gini. Dah lain.
Yelah, ni awak cerita masa cerita dulu kan.
Tak adalah dulu sangat. Because I start joining photography like was about 7, 8 years ago lah.
That's why I went into
photography lah.
Tak kenal awak dulu eh.
Ah, tak apa.
Kalau tak apa, kita dah pakai sama tagline. Oh, I got your number from name card. Cliché.
Cliché sangat tu. It doesn't work on me lah actually. Macam, okay, so you got business to do with me? Don't have? Okay, fine, dah. I just brush it off. I just, yang those guys, I think 3 orang lah. They roll it to like 3%. 3 orang message the same thing.
Oh, threesome. Huh? So, why dengar threesome terus, ha?
So, I mean, these 3 guys, I just ignore lah. Kira macam, jangan keluarkan team song tu, jangan. Jangan cek balak. So, kira tak layan lah. Tak layan terus. Because to me, you want to get to know me, you come to me directly. Don't be such a wuss. Masa benda-benda macam ni, this kind of game yang macam merepek lah.
So you prefer, you prefer
you got the balls, is it, to come forward?
You prefer men to come directly.
Yeah, come
forward. Why? Okay, now kita sidetrack sikit lah eh.
Ni bukan sidetrack sikit, ni banyak ni. Banyak,
eh. Tak apa, kita sikitkan lagi. Why do women like lelaki kira come up and, you know?
That shows that you are somebody who is willing to ke depan. Kira macam, you're confident. Your level of confidence is there. Kena reject ke tak kena reject ke, belakang cerita lah. Yang penting aku try.
Okay.
And for girls, like, I mean this is for me lah, in general. For me, I prefer the guy to come to me himself. Reject ke tak tu, belakang cerita lah kan.
Because when you say this kan, actually, okay lah. I share a bit lah eh, a bit. About last month, yeah, I did went up to a girl, and then first time in my life, pertama kali eh, I never done it for myself. Like I said just now, I did it for my friend.
Okay.
This time around is for myself. So I went up to this girl and then cakap dengan dia lah, nak buat kawan boleh ke tidak, semua gerbak-gerbuk, but then eventually kena reject lah. So yeah.
It's okay. I mean, at least you have the confidence to come up to that person.
Can. But I still feel good after that. After that, I still feel good lah. Because
that is why girls prefer guys who actually come forward.
Terus teringat balik.
Tak payah nak recap sekarang. Dah kena reject pun kan?
Oh, jahat lah dia ni. Alamak, tak boleh kasih siding terus.
I don't side. I don't take sides. You know me. I don't take sides.
Terus tengok screen eh.
Yeah, I mean, okay lah. For a guy to actually come up to a girl and getting rejected, mesti macam the guy will feel macam down gila. But after that, oh, at least I tried. Mungkin the reject, they have their own reason for rejecting you lah.
Maybe kot.
Mungkin dia tu isteri orang, girlfriend orang, mati orang, girlfriend.
No, because I already check her background. Yeah. Dia belum lagi. Tak ada boyfriend
stalkers,
pun.
Stalkers, yeah.
Tak ada lah, bukan stalker. Ni just checking. Takut kena bini orang, nak kena melampang lah. Kan seram.
So, confident dia bukan bini orang lah.
Confirm, bukan.
Dia bukan girlfriend orang.
Bukan, tak ada.
So, dia single.
Yes.
So, that means you're not his cup. You're not a cup of tea.
Kan, itulah. Jadi papau sangat.
Tak apa, bapau. Redo je, bapau.
Ada komen ke? Ada. Ini bukan komen. Ini information. Guys, delivery is on the way.
Oh, yeah.
Delivery is on the way. Okay, noted. Thank you, Mak Gaya.
Delivery in transit.
Terima kasih Mak Gaya. Aduh.
Stress aku, asyik sedawa pergi sedawa balik.
We should like go to Mak Gaya house and do a podcast ah.
Buat dengan Mak Gaya tak? Cak on siapa? Boleh tak Mak?
Eh tak lah, invite Mak Gaya datang sini lah. Jadi boleh buat live sekali. Cakap Mak Gaya, Mak Gaya turun sini studio. Boleh buat live, itu orang boleh kenal Mak Gaya, number one fan di nongkrong ni.
Betul? Terima kasih Mak atas makanannya.
Terima kasih. Mak, Papa punya lebih tak?
Kau dah tengok expression muka aku kan? Aku macam nak sampaikan je tangan aku ni. Sampaikan salam kat dia. Walaupun dia jauh kat depan ni. Sakit pula hati kita ni kan?
Mak Gaya pemalu lah. Alah Mak Gaya tak payah memalu. Buat macam Cisha je.
Eh tak payah malu Mak Gaya. Sebab anak-anak Mak Gaya kat situ tak tahu malu. Lagi-lagi yang tu. Memang besar dia tak tahu malu.
Hello. Apa? Kita lah pemalu number one.
Are you in denial?
Kita pemalu. Kalau tak malu dah ada depan kamera dah.
Are you in denial?
Nampak.
Oh. You have your own reason for being in front of camera. So sekarang orang asyik saya tak tahu malu lah.
Okay, Mak Gaya, thank you.
I'm very open to, I don't care. Kau dah nak kutuk aku ke apa ke lah tak kawal.
Tapi awak memang apa tak tahu malu?
Yeah.
Without you.
I'm very outspoken.
Without you, tak buat live.
Wah, seorang pun boleh jalan, bro.
I ikut Mak pemalu.
Okay lah, tapi kira macam hari ni sebenarnya kita actually tadi nak buat berbual topik lain. Tapi kerana topik tu terlalu macam mengena di hati. Ada kaitan sikit-sikit kan di masa silam tu. Jadi tak bolehlah buat seseorang takut pedih kat sini.
Tak apalah. It's okay.
So kita this topic the one yeah, this random texting ni is because I'm going through it right now. So macam I just want to understand why all these people like macam so free. Are you itulah. Like what baring randomly search scroll daripada nama A sampai Z?
Awak kena lelaki, kita kena perempuan.
Tapi merepek kan? Why you so free? Just scroll tak newsfeed ke, je lah.
Tak ada ke macam random person yang macam message kan dia cakap I want to transfer you money now, give me your account number.
Itu email.
Email lah.
Itu email banyak.
Ada.
I got apa my whoever just die. I need to transfer this money. Itu scam lah.
Itu scam lah. Okay, let's put it this way. Orang yang kita kenal.
Oh, nak transfer duit silakan. Kan. Aku menanti. Kecik tapak tangan. Stadium aku tadakan. Kalau kau nak text, nak transfer duit, kau kecil tapak tangan ni, stadium aku kasih kau.
Suka hati je tukar stadium. Tapi legit. Kalau
Niru tu, Niru tu masih kecil. So, kita kasih dia stadium, besar sikit.
Kan? Apa Mak Gaya? Nak transfer? Alah, boleh Mak Gaya, nanti kita DM.
Oh, wow. Dahlah, macam benda-benda macam gitu selalu kalau orang text, dia tak text, dia akan terus transfer je.
Mana tahu dia tak tahu nombor apa ni? Account number ke? Oh, sekarang semua PayNow.
Sekarang PayNow, awak seorang je masih pakai account number.
Shut up lah. Shut up.
Sekarang everything di hujung jari.
Tapi kalau ada mesti best.
Saya tak ada lah, tapi dia tak message lah. Dia tak bilang nak transfer duit lah. Tahu-tahu dah, ada duit. Tahu-tahu macam, ada duit.
Itu Akong kan? Ha? Akong kan?
Apa yang Akong? Bukan lah.
Bukan ke?
Bukan.
Akong suka apa?
It's a human being.
Oh, human.
Sama dia Anu.
Oh, okay. Bagus ke?
Tapi dia tak bilang lah. Dia dah transfer baru bilang.
Siapa itu? Siapa orang tu?
Tak perlu tahu. Ha? Tak perlu tahu.
Kongsi tak boleh?
Tak boleh. Ha? Barang baik simpan sendiri.
It's barang baik.
It's barang baik. Astagfirullahaladzim. Siapa ini? Sebentar ya kawan-kawan.
Siapa itu?
Hello.
Kita dapat panggilan.
Yes, are you at level 2 ready? We are at lobby 4 there. Yeah.
Okay, nampak gaya Mak Gayah punya makanan pun dah sampai.
You go to the loading bay for.
Ah, nampak dia nak pergi ambil. Okay guys, siapa-siapa yang masih dekat dalam live ni, thank you so much yang masih dekat dalam live. Okay, kita akan pergi berehat seketika. Nanti selepas kita dah baduk, dah kenyang sikit je kan, nanti kita akan kembali dengan part 3 dengan topik kita hari ni, iaitu random text. Korang ajar, tengok dia tinggalkan screen ni blank macam gitu je, dia ambil makanan. Tak boleh harap punya cita.